I hope that everyone is having an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month. Right now is the holiday season, and I know that, at least for me, I struggle, but I see everyone around me, and I see how hard it is for a lot of people. I don't think I realized, you know, how the holiday season was from a extremely woke point of view. So I have been sober now going on 2 years. So this will be my second holiday season, but it's just like so different from my first holiday season sober, because even if you are sober, it's still different if you're not actively doing the work. So I was sober, but I wasn't really doing the spiritual awakening part. So it's just very different this year. And I'm noticing yet again some more systems that are just half-ass backwards, to be honest with you. And that's kind of why I haven't said anything about the childhood sexual abuse podcast that I put out. It's not because I don't want to. It's because I'm at another dead end. And how do you tell people that? You know, how do you tell people that all of our suffering is literally because of us? And it's a hard pill for anyone to swallow. And it's literally every single system. Every single system goes back to us and how we are directly involved in some way, shape, or form. And so people don't want to hear that. People don't want to take accountability, or they can't. They can't hear you. And maybe it's not even that they don't want to. Maybe it's because they literally can't. They can't hear you. Because if you hear what I'm saying sometimes, then it really opens the door where you have no choice but to deal with it. And I think that if you don't want to deal with something, or it's going to be really hard to deal with, our minds will just shut it off. So like, you literally can't comprehend what I'm saying because your body is going into fight or flight mode, and you are having just a reaction to the fact that you're hearing something that is really disturbing for you to have to deal with because of your own consciousness. So when it comes to childhood sexual abuse, the sad truth is that 90% of the abuse happens from someone that we know, and only 10% is a stranger. So that is so alarming to me, because we can't go around just treating everyone like they are a sexual abuser. You just can't do that to people. It's not very kind, right? So if the person that would be abusive is going to be someone that we're going to know most likely, then that would be the case. You would have to already have these conversations. And so for me, it's a no-brainer. If my children are joining some type of a sport, I'm going to have a conversation with the coach. And I'm going to say, listen, just so you're aware, we talk about sexual abuse in my home, and we talk about good and bad feelings of touch. And if there is ever a misunderstanding, our children know to come to us. And also, if you ever have a misunderstanding, if you ever feel uncomfortable, please feel free to come to us as well. But this is a conversation that we're having in our home regularly, just so you're aware. And so for me, that's a no-brainer. For me, that is a very simple conversation where I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but I'm also letting everyone know that I'm very aware of these conversations and that we have them in our home. So if that's going to take the chances of my children getting sexually abused and make them any smaller, even 2%, if that would help, I would have that conversation without a question, without even a thought in my mind. And that's the type of conversations that it takes to prevent sexual abuse. And so I'm not blaming anyone, because we're just born into a society that really, really etches in our brain that we have to be polite. We have to be polite. We have to fit in. We don't want to rock the boat. We want to flow with social norms and with the social flow of the world. You know, that's what is instilled in our brains. So that conversation goes against all of those different things. So we're programmed to not have those types of conversations and to feel uncomfortable having those types of conversations. And so in hindsight, yeah, it's really easy to see things. It really is. But leading up to that, there's a lot of questions, and especially when you're dealing with young children, because their stories may change and they're not very good witnesses. They're not reliable witnesses because they've had trauma. So it becomes very, very, very sticky. And I think that, you know, again, it's another system that we have to look at ourselves. And this is really hard to say to people, especially if someone has experienced any of this in their own home. And honestly, my whole life, I have not been masked from any type of sexual abuse, unfortunately. So I'm speaking from experience and I'm talking to myself. I'm not judging anyone. I'm not God. Who am I? I'm not anyone to judge. That's not it. But spreading awareness for this type of information and this knowledge is going to put consciousness into whoever listens to this. And then you're going to think about having these conversations, or it's going to at least cross your mind. And so I guess that's why it's a no-brainer for me. It's a no-brainer to maybe offend someone, because to me, this message is worth being a little offensive. And, you know, most of our systems, like I said, it's the same concept. The problem is our accountability. And this isn't a mistake. I think that this happens this way because, think about it like this. If our beast, right, if our beast of a society, which is a consciousness, if that beast of a society, if it has all of us wrapped up in feeling guilty about all these systems that aren't working because we are involved in them in some way, shape, or form, we're involved in the breakdown of every single system. And so by doing this, it makes it so no one's going to go against it. Why would they? Why would a large group of people go against a system that makes them have to be held accountable, feel uncomfortable, face ugly truths? It's not going to. And that's why we stay stuck. We stay stuck because of ourselves. And that's the irony. That's the irony of it. We follow a Bible and we believe in a God, but yet we don't believe that we have the skills to be able to positively impact our world in such a manner where we could literally change it. And I'm going to be completely honest with every single person. Ancestral trauma is real. So whatever you choose to not heal in this lifetime, if you have children, it will pass down. They will feel it and they will have to heal it. And if they don't heal it, their children will have to heal it. And that's how this works. Cycles continue until we end them. And, you know, our children will have to feel the wrath of the mistakes that we've made and the accountability that we haven't taken. I also think that in this society, accountability looks really strange to people. So not only is it hard to change the systems because we're all held responsible for them, but then also when you are holding yourself accountable, you kind of end up being alienated by society and you kind of end up in your own little box because it's not the social norm. It's not the social norm to have conversations like that. It's not the social norm to speak out against things. It's not the social norm to not care about your social class. It's not the social norm to be able to speak to people and not look at them like they're better than you, because no one's better than me. Literally no one on this earth is better than me. Every single person here sins. They all just sin differently, right? And so I'm not nervous to talk to people, and I'm not nervous to get my opinion out there, because I think that my opinion really matters. And I think that I'm able to really vocalize how I feel in such a way that it gives a voice to so many people and it spreads so much consciousness. And I'm here for it. I am, obviously. But like, seriously, this is super duper important stuff. And whether you have children or not, just understanding that 90% of childhood sexual abuse is from someone that we know, and really, really, really understanding that statistic changes something. It really does. And again, you don't want to look at everyone like they're guilty and treat them with that energy, because that will be very traumatic to the relationships around you. It really will be. But having a level head and having that specific conversation is so important. If that's all you hear from this, then that's great. But I'm going to say, us as a society, us as a human race, as the human race, if we want to continue to be relevant on this earth with all this AI and everything else happening, I think that we have to be able to step it up. They can make children in factories, not factories, but whatever they are, those like science places. They can literally make children in there. So they have robots, they have AI, and they have a way to make children. That is very scary to me. Very, 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 very scary. Humans are becoming more and more irrelevant. And the fact that we cannot even navigate emotional intelligence is super duper duper scary to me. And I'm hoping that with the energy of the world in the conversations that I'm having, that more and more people are waking up, because I see it every single day. I do. I see the beauty. It's not all negative, right? So I see all these amazing people that are awake or waking up. The problem is that we need more and more and more people. So we have to spread this. We have to spread the consciousness, and we have to spread the vibes, and not even in an oppressive way, literally in a love way, and not in any specific religion, in just doing well and being kind and being a good person and having good morals and doing to people as you want done to yourself. We need to go literally back to basics, where we're taking all the grayness out of it and we're just looking at morality, and we're looking at it literally for what it is, and getting back to the basics, back to the core values of who we are as people, so that we can deal with some of this trauma that has really been laid in our lap, so that our children and our future grandchildren, or our grandchildren and our great grandchildren, or our future great grandchildren, don't have to face all of this awfulness. I will 100% take one for them, and I will do whatever it takes to be able to make their existence here on earth just a little bit easier. And I hope that this podcast finds you well, and I hope that you're able to look at things maybe a little bit differently from it.